To be a powerfully productive business, you need powerfully happy people. Two leaders in workforce management and HR have joined forces to become UKG, Ultimate Kronos Group. With comprehensive HR solutions, they'll help you create more meaningful connections within your workforce. That will make people smile. UKG, our purpose is people.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, December 21st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Stimulus checks and unemployment benefits have helped a lot of people get by during the pandemic, but many are still struggling to pay the bills and put food on the table. For help, more people are turning to crowdfunding campaigns on sites like GoFundMe.
What we're seeing a lot right now with people who are in a position to give money is that a lot of folks really are looking to give more locally. This is something that throughout history has kind of always been the case, that people like to help their neighbors out.
Coming up, our reporter Ben Eisen will have more on how crowdfunding is being used to help cover basic expenses. Plus, we'll hear from a freelance photographer who's nearly doubled his funding goal. That's after the break.
The world is changing faster than ever. Keep up with the Enterprise Cloud from Workday. A single system to continuously plan for every what-if scenario. Workday, the finance, HR, and planning system for a changing world.
Crowdfunding sites like GoFundMe are often used to raise money for things like pet projects or sometimes something more serious, like the cost of an emergency room visit. But the economic downturn caused by the pandemic is leading some people to use these crowdfunding services in different ways. Our reporter Ben Eisen has been looking into this, and he's here with us with details. Ben, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So crowdfunding has been a popular fundraising tool for years, but how have these services changed in 2020?
What we're seeing right now with crowdfunding is that you have a lot more people who are struggling financially right now, and they're actually turning to websites like GoFundMe to raise money for basic needs like groceries, medical bills, and rent. A website like GoFundMe has always been used to raise money for life's ups and downs, for honeymoons, backpacking trips on the upside, and emergency medical bills on the downside. But really, now you're seeing a lot more people who just, they can't make ends meet because of the recession, and GoFundMe is proving to kind of be their safety net. What we're seeing a lot right now with people who are in a position to give money is that a lot of folks really are looking to give more locally. This is something that throughout history has kind of always been the case, that people like to help their neighbors out. But in this case, both where we are just in the way technology has developed and in terms of the pandemic and that we can't see people personally, you know, a lot of it is happening through these crowdfunding websites instead. Somebody makes a fundraiser for their neighbor and sends it out on Facebook to all of their network and raises money that way. Or, you know, someone makes a fundraiser for themselves and shares it, or shares it by email, and, you know, really tapping into sort of their local network.
What are you hearing from the crowdfunding companies about this? Did they ever expect to see things go in this direction?
I think it would be hard for anyone to foresee just sort of what's happened with the pandemic, with the economic crisis, with the way that different people are disproportionately impacted. I think these companies would say that they're made for life's ups and downs. So they're there for, you know, whatever people need and want. And speaking with the CEO of GoFundMe, he said, you know, this is a reflection of society. It's sad that it's the case, but that's what people need right now. People need to raise money for groceries and rent and bills, and that's what they're there for. It should also be noted that a lot of these crowdfunding platforms are for-profit companies. So they do make money when people fundraise on their platform. They take a little bit of a cut oftentimes, or they receive donations that donors give as part of their giving. So they do make money, but they provide the service of kind of connecting the donors and the fundraisers.
All right, let's hear from someone who was able to raise money for expenses through crowdfunding. Jim Mimna is a photographer from the Denver area, and he's here with us now. Jim, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
So what was your financial situation like before the economy went downhill?
In a rarity, I had almost 20 book gigs for Red Rocks this summer already in the spring. Like, I was looking at a banner year for myself, which, again, it's somewhat seasonal. Come winter, I'm usually pretty slow. So that's why I try to work and save up to cover my winters. So that's really what my life's been like up until this year. I had 9 weddings, booked that were then canceled. And I thought this year was going to be one of my best yet. And boy, was I in for a surprise.
Wow. And so how did your GoFundMe page come about?
The GoFundMe was a total surprise to me. I woke up one morning and found it on Facebook, to be honest. I'm not one to, I mean, don't get me wrong, I am so appreciative, but I'm just not one to ask for help. I've always been sort of independent. I was quick to leave my to be independent as a child, and it's followed through life. And so my friend, whom I work, he's a music producer. I've produced a bunch of music videos for his product and that sort of thing. He originally called me and said, hey, you know, what's up with this one video? We're getting close to the deadline. And I was like, man, I am having such a hard time being creative right now. You know, I have an eviction notice here and I'm stressed out about keeping a roof over these kids' heads and feeding them for that matter right now. And I'm just having a hard time being creative. And Joe knows me well. He's one of my best friends. And he definitely was, you know, I guess concerned more than I realized that day in the conversation. And not much longer after that, I woke up and found that GoFundMe on Facebook. So I was pretty blown away.
So the campaign began with a fundraising goal of $4,500. How's the campaign going?
And I'm looking now, I see it's up to $8,000. Or $8,200. So that's incredible. I've just been humble. And I know that I got one check for almost $4,000, which was exactly what I needed to bail my living situation out, which was phenomenal. And then I've gotten a couple smaller checks. Early on, you know, it was awesome. I mean, they met the goal within a few days or a week. I didn't totally keep track, and to be honest. And again, I think a little bit of pride, I admit. I was embarrassed. So I wasn't one to check it every couple of hours or every day. But next thing you know, I got a phone call from Joe saying, dude, we met our goal. We're going to be able to cover, you know, because I was in the rears pretty good for rent. And I was ecstatic. I mean, you know, that was a huge weight lifted off me as a dad and just as a person. I was so stressed. So it was awesome.
How did it make you feel that there were people out there willing to help you out?
Dude, it blows me away. I mean, not that the money isn't appreciated, because God knows I needed the money, but the actual response from people and the nice things people have said to me, and you know, the memories that I honestly forgot, that people said, don't you remember this time? You know, you helped me out here, you helped me out there. And it's like, wow, this really is awesome. This kind of has restored my faith in karma a little. You know, good deeds don't go unnoticed, and if you're lucky enough, they might just get rewarded like I've been, I guess.
All right, that's freelance photographer Jim Mimna joining us. So, Ben, I want to ask you about this way of using crowdfunding to cover basic expenses. What does it say about our current economic situation?
I think there is really a wide divergence in terms of how people are faring during this economic crisis. You know, there are a lot of people that are doing pretty well right now. They are working from home, haven't lost any income. They're spending a lot less money, maybe made some money in the stock market, and they've kind of come out ahead. And then there are a lot of people that have really fallen through the cracks. Either they lost their jobs and couldn't get access to unemployment benefits, or the benefits ran out, or for whatever reason, their costs have gone up and their income has gone down. And you're really seeing this kind of divergence that's somewhat of an exaggerated divergence from what we've seen, you know, in terms of inequality growth over the last few decades. And it's all kind of playing out on GoFundMe. It's all playing out on crowdfunding websites, because you have these people who are in a position to give, and you have these people in this position of need, and they're kind of connecting through this platform.
And it's not just GoFundMe that's been seeing an uptick in crowdfunding business, right?
Yeah, there are a lot of different websites. GoFundMe is the biggest one. There's another website called Fundly, which has a smaller arm for individuals, and they've also seen a big uptick. There are currently about 500 active fundraisers for individuals to raise money for groceries on their crowdfunding platform, and that's up from 5 active fundraisers a year ago.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Ben Eisen. Ben, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.